It's Friday's Roundup with Phil and Hank. Total nonsense, a weekend outlook, dumbest criminals, facts about anything and nothing, and leftovers from the week. Just like that sandwich from Tuesday on Hank's desk, it's a little stale, but you'll probably eat it anyway. Today's Roundup is brought to you by the great folks at Julie Karen State Farm, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, and by Syme Funeral Home.
It's time for the Roundup.
Cut them out. Ride them in. Cut them out.
Ride them in rawhide.
Hey, Hank. Good morning, young man.
What are you doing?
I'm just sitting here on a Friday morning with you. How are you?
I see that. Yeah. Well, I'm doing well. Had a good game last night.
Did you?
Yeah. Good close game.
Mm-hmm.
Richland Center winning over River Valley 6-5 in softball.
Yeah, and I had a great ball game in Waseca, 2-0 over Seneca.
Mm-hmm.
Good ball game.
You got done before I did, though. You were on the way. I was home by 6.
Probably
making your bachelor ramen noodles by the time.
I wasn't even done yet. I've got a new recipe I tried yesterday.
You do? Oh, that's right. It's cooking with Hank today.
Yeah, but I do have a story here. Most people don't know back in the 1912, Hellman's mayonnaise was manufactured in England. In fact, the Titanic was carrying 1,200 jars of the condiment scheduled to delivery to Veracruz, Mexico, which was the next port for call for the great ship after its stop in New York. They would have been the largest single shipment of mayonnaise ever delivered to Mexico. But as we all know, the great ship did not make it to New York. The ship hit an iceberg and sank. The people of Mexico, who were crazy about mayonnaise, and that's a true story, were eagerly awaiting to deliver its desolate and loss. Their anguish was so great they declared a national day of mourning.
Is that right?
Yep. Known as every May 5th, it's called Cinco de Mayo.
Is that right? Oh.
Did I get my history wrong?
Oh, yeah, I think so. There were some missing words in there, too, I think.
Were there?
But,
All right, so here's one.
Fractured history with Hank.
Yep. All right, so I wake up, and my dog, Winston, laying on the back patio covered in dirt with a rabbit in his mouth this morning.
Really?
Yes. The rabbit's not bloody, just dirty. My neighbor's kids raise blue ribbon rabbits, and I'm going, I instantly know it's one of theirs. So, I take the rabbit away from my dog, rush it inside, wash all the dirt off of it, and before my neighbors come home, it is stiff, but I heard some animals play dead and they're afraid, but I can't remember which ones. I take the rabbit, place it back in one of the cages in my neighbor's backyard, then I zoom back home. Don't judge me yet, Phil. Okay? Too late for that?
Yeah, well,
oh. Not 30 minutes later, I hear my neighbor screaming, so I go out and ask what's wrong. This is what they tell me, Philip. Rabbit died 3 days ago, and they buried it. Now it's back in its cage.
That could happen.
Yes, it could.
Yes.
Yep. To get your morning kicked. Well, anyway.
Boy.
Anyway. So, any big plans for the weekend?
You know, not necessarily. Just do some games and hanging out, play some oldies tomorrow night.
Oh, yeah. I look forward to that.
And then maybe doing something for the mother of my children, Mama June.
Oh, is that on?
Sunday.
Mm-hmm. Does she still claim you on Sunday?
Well, no, but I feel like I should honor her, right?
Yeah, 100%.
I should every day.
Every day. All right, buddy. Are you ready?
I'm bracing myself.
Well, now, let's see here.
What are you doing first, your famous recipe?
I don't know yet here. I may have a... Here's one. As an adult, you have more than 20 square feet of skin on your body. Okay, now get this. Now I'm going to put about the same square footage as a blanket for a queen size bed.
Oh, you're a sick man.
Yeah, but sick it's.
Bring
I mean,
this stuff up.
Here we go. The ancient Celts.
Okay.
Were the first to ferment and distill grains into whiskey.
Oh.
They called it water of life.
Water of life.
Yes.
Okay.
The water of something.
Huh.
So, anyway.
All right.
I'm just full of nothing, you know?
You know, really. Yeah. I don't know where all you find this stuff, but...
Do you really want to know, or should we just...
No, I think it's all right. I don't know what goes on in that head sometimes.
Yeah. Go ahead. Calm down, ladies. Calm down. Anyway, here we go. Here is... our recipe for the week.
All right.
It's fried bologna roll-ups.
Fried bologna roll-ups.
Also okay. known as hillbilly sushi.
Hillbilly sushi. All right.
You need a bologna slice. All right. Need a bologna slices, American cheese, toothpick, or a twisty tie from the bread bag. All works the same.
Really?
Yeah.
That's not edible, though.
What?
A twisty tie from the bread.
Neither is toothpick.
Oh, okay.
Or, you're real desperate, you know what, Phil? Cut off an end of a toothpick or an end of a cotton swab. You know, like.
What is this, to hold it together?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. All right.
Slap the bologna in a hot pan until it bubbles like an angry sunburn.
Okay, right. Okay. Right.
drop in a cheese slice and roll it up like a little meat cigar.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Stab it with a toothpick, or just straight. You can eat it straight off the spatula. Eat two, regret more.
Bologna roll-ups.
Yeah. So not fruit roll-ups, bologna roll-ups.
You'll have to take that to your next potluck.
You know? Believe this or not, if you throw a piece of bologna, okay, just a regular piece of bologna on a window, car window, it will crack the window if it gets hot enough in that spot.
Have you tried that before?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Your science experiment?
Yes.
Huh. Wow.
Dad was proud.
You threw a piece of bologna in the car window, and the sun, like, pretty much burned a hole then.
Yes. So. Dad was proud.
Wow.
But believe it or not, I love a good bologna sandwich.
Oh, yeah.
Cheese and tomato and onion.
Now, you're talking about the like, the meat, cold meat bologna.
Yeah.
What about ring bologna, though?
It's okay.
Mm-hmm. So this recipe you were talking about was like a slice.
Oh, yeah. It's 99-cent like Oscar Mayer stuff.
Because I was picturing, like, cutting off a piece off the bologna ring and throwing it in the pan.
See, down in Arkansas, where I'm from, I didn't know that was even bologna till I moved up here. Oh. Bologna comes in, you know, it had the red stuff on it to keep everything in, but fermented and whatever else you're eating in there. So.
Interesting. Yeah, I guess. Well, I mean, we have both, obviously, but I grew up with ring bologna, you know.
See, and I did not.
And then mother making the ground bologna sandwiches, mm-hmm. which really are a delicacy.
Yeah, you can have those. I don't like those.
Now, if I whip some up, you'd probably eat it, I would think.
You think? You
know, I think you would. Grind it up with a little dill pickle in there.
No, thanks.
Throw some... I'm making them like my mom used to. You got to use Miracle Whip.
Well, not as long as it's not Hillman's.
Yeah, right.
Sunk on the...
And then maybe a little Wonder Bread, and voila, there you go.
Do you like Wonder Bread?
No, wheat, but I'm just buying what she used to buy. That's the only time I would ever buy Wonder Bread, I think. But it was white bread.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Wonder?
Wonder? Wonder Bread.
Wonder. Well, here's the word of the day is yonder.
Yonder. All right.
It means over there, usually at a distance.
Okay.
Okay. I'll use it in a word.
Use it in a word?
Or use it in a sentence. Yeah.
Okay.
You ready? The outhouse is yonder behind the shed. Follow the nose. if you want to get really crazy, it says, boy, I got a hankering to use the outhouse. It's over yonder behind the shed.
Over yonder.
Over yonder.
Oh, yes. That's awesome. Yeah. Good work. Yeah. Yonder, over there. Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. There's all kind of words out there.
Yeah, that's a southern word, I think.
It is, yonder.
Uh-huh. But I've heard it. I probably have used it, too.
You think so?
Probably, over the years. Huh. Interesting.
Yeah.
Well, we don't really learn much every Friday, but... other than about your diet.
Thank you. I guess.
Uh-huh.
I guess.
Have to try the bologna roll-up, the hillbilly sushi later today, maybe.
Yeah, 100 years ago, Philip, everyone had a horse. Only the rich had a car.
Sure.
Okay. Today, everyone has cars, and only the rich have horses.
Right.
It's crazy how time or history repeats itself over and over. Every time you clean, Philip, you make something else dirty.
Oh, sure.
Okay. What if oxygen is killing you? It just takes 75 to 100 years to work.
Could be. All right.
Well, young man, I hope, and you're going to be out and about at a ballpark tonight.
I'll be at River Valley again.
Yeah, cheating the kids over there, aren't you?
Yep. I should have just stayed in the booth and slept in there. You know, they had.
I'm surprised they didn't let you.
Concessions down below and things like
that. Oh, you'd have been made.
Yeah. Could have done the show from down there.
Yeah. I would have been downstairs in the concessions. But
yeah, you would have.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Eating the stale popcorn.
Yeah. And some Skittles and some pizza pizza roll-ups.
Not kind of bologna roll-ups.
No, not bologna roll-ups. But you could have brought some along, probably.
Yeah. I wonder how much those would make at a vending machine or at a concession stand.
That could be your next venture.
I'm going to pass.
All right.
Buddy, have a great day. Everybody out there, be kind.
That's Hank.